Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, guys. Thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired. We know at this point that the season one has ended. The last episode aired actually on April the 27th of 2014. And I am committed, guys, to bringing you all content of relevancy. So with that being said, I ask that you guys continue to log on to my website, verondabellamy.com, and check out the episodes that are available. If you would like to have a specific episode, inbox me. My inbox or my email address is info@verondabellamy.com. But before I go any further, guys, allow me to pray with you. Father God, we come to you right now, God. We thank you for everything, God. You're just awesome in all of your ways, Lord. We give you the highest praise, which is hallelujah, God, because you're worthy of it. Father God, you are just awesome, and you just continue to bless us, God, in ways that we never even thought, God. And, Lord, we just thank you for that, God. We ask you to forgive us of our sins, God, the ones intentional and as well as the ones unintentional, Father. God, we were born of flesh, God, and we just ask that you block out our iniquities, God. Fill us with your spirit from on high, God. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Christ, we ask that you just continue to guide us in the ways that you would have us to go. Lord, this life gets tempting at times, and it gets hard, and the road gets tough, and we don't know which direction to go, God, but we know that you're there. And, Lord, we're leaning on you right now, Father, to continue to lead us, God, in the direction that you would have us to go. Father God, you're just awesome, Lord, and we just can't praise you enough for everything that you've done. We have light bills paid. We have water. We have shelter. Some of us have spouses. We have children. We have churches. We have leaders. We have our schools. We have communities. We have family. We have friends, God. We have loved ones that left jewels with us this past on, God. And we look at everything, and, Lord, sometimes we just take it all for granted, God, but we come to you right now thanking you, God, for everything that you've given to us, God. Everything that you bestowed upon us, Lord. Lord, I ask right now, God, that you bless, God, where finances are not what they used to be, God. God, I ask that you move in a mighty way, God, where people are in need of a financial blessing, God, or a breakthrough. God, I ask right now that your spirit will move, God, and make ways for them, God. Where someone is in pain, God, mentally, physically, God, I ask right now that you heal in the name of Jesus. Lord, wherever it is that someone is in need of listening to this prayer right now, God, I ask that you meet their needs. In the name of Jesus, right where they are, God, I ask and proclaim, God, that your spirit will go forth and meet them. Jesus, we just thank you for everything, God. We praise you, God, because you're worthy of it, God. You're worthy of every praise, all the praises, God. If we had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough to praise you, God. But we're praising you right now, Jesus. In everything that we do, God, we praise you, God. Everything that we own, we give it back to you, God. Nothing here in this world belongs to us. And we profess that right now in the name of Jesus. God, we know that your ways, God, is far beyond anything that we could ever imagine, God. So we can trust everything that you're doing in our lives right now, God. Everything that we have right now, God, we give it back to you for that very reason, God, because you will make it perfect, God. And Lord, anything that is confusing for someone, God, I ask right now, Jesus, that you bring clarity within their minds. Lord, I don't know why I'm feeling this right now, God, but there's someone that's really, really feeling just confusion, God. And I ask right now, in the name of Jesus, that the confusion goes. God is not a God of confusion. He's a God of order. And God is asking you right now to just go ahead and just move out of your own way. It's you. You're causing the problem. So, God, we just ask right now, God, that you just go ahead and meet that person right there where they are, Jesus. Meet them, Father. Remove the scales from their eyes, God. Bring clarity for them, Father God. Clarity in their physical vision. Clarity in their mind, God. Lord, I ask that you open doors for them, God, in ways that no man has ever done, God. Lord, just outpour your spirit upon everyone that's listening right now, God. Meet their needs. Meet their needs, God. Holy Spirit, just rest, reign, and rule within everyone that's listening right now. Holy Spirit, we need you here to comfort us. Holy Spirit, we need you here to teach us. Holy Spirit, we need you and we welcome you to reign in our lives. We can't do this without you. God, we know that if we come to you in the order of Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, God, that everything is done in completeness and wholeness. God, we come to you in that magnitude right now, God. We praise you. We honor you, God. We give you all the glory, God, because you're just worthy. You're worthy of all things, God. You're worthy. You're just worthy, God. I can't say it enough. You're worthy. Hallelujah, God. We just praise you right now, God. We thank you, God, that families are being restored. We thank you, Father God, that finances are being restored. We thank you right now, Father God, that marriages are being restored. God, we thank you right now that churches are being restored. God, we thank you right now that people that want kids are being blessed with children, God. Even when the doctor said that it would not be possible, we're proclaiming right now in the name of Jesus that it is so. And I can say that by saying amen, because we know with amen it is so, right? And that is it, Father God. We just thank you right now, Jesus. You're awesome, God. We praise you, God. God, wherever someone is in need and they are feeling pain within their body, God, in their knees, God, in their joints, God, we ask right now, Lord, that you remove that pain from their body. God, we just thank you right now, Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah, God. We just praise you for everything that you're doing in this season right now. Continue to decrease, Veronda Bellamy, as you increase yourself within her so much that the only thing that people see and receive is a word from you. Your light shines through, God. Illuminate Veronda, God, from her innermost dark part to the outer part of who she is and who I am, God. Thank you, Jesus, and continue to have your way. God, I know that you're not done, and this is only the beginning. And God, I step aside and I give this whole platform to you. Everything I have, God, it belongs to you. Jesus, just thank you. That's all I can say right now. Hallelujah. I just praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you're doing in my life right now, Father God. God, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise you enough, Father. You're just awesome in everything that you do. You're just mighty in all of your ways, Father God. And I just praise you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I ask that you just continue to pour out your spirit, God. Anyone that's listening right now, and if they're meant to be a blessing to someone else in some special way, God, I ask that you send them, God, and remove the fear that's on their lives right now, God. Let them know, Father God, that they can do anything that's within your will, Father God. You have all the strength. You have all the power. It all comes from you. So within you, where they're weak, you stand strong, God, and we just thank you for that, God. God, we just praise you, Lord, because you're just awesome in all of your ways. Hallelujah, God. God, we just ask you to continue to move, God, in a mighty way upon everyone that's listening, God. Let your anointing fill in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you for everything. We give you all the glory, all the praise, God, and we ask that your spirit rest, reign, rule, and abide within us henceforth and forevermore. We call it well. Amen, amen, amen.
Eyes have never seen, minds have never dreamed, thoughts have never conjured up, man tries to tear it up. I know what it is, I know what it is, it's the anointing. The anointing, oh. Books try to explain, movies try to portray, novelties dress it up, documentaries mess it up. Doubting faith is running at an all-time high. Lord, equip me with more of your power from on high.
your anointing.
Your anointing.
A fresh anointing.
Your anointing.
Yes. As I come and I go, use me as I know. In
your anointing.
Hey. Listen to this right now. Mountains can be moved and demons removed. Blinded eyes opened up. And diseases can be cleared. Does anybody know what it is? That anointing lies around me.
Around me.
Oh, see, I've realized that I'm nothing without this power. Jesus,
fill
me. Anoint me, God.
Guys, I just wanted to come to you really quickly and thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired. We ended the first season with a huge, massive success, and we are diligently working to bringing you guys even more content of relevancy for season two. So I ask that you guys visit me online, www.verondabellamy.com, to stay tuned with what's coming, any changes to the show. At this point, it's going to continue to come on every Sunday at 7 p.m., but from the website, you'll be able to really know exactly what's going on in my neck of the woods and that sort of thing. If you guys would like to have access to this prayer, then it'll be available for you on the website, okay? Any other previous shows that you would like to have access to, I ask that you email me, info@verondabellamy.com, okay? Guys, I just thank you all so much again for all of the support. And all the love and all of that good stuff, the mushy stuff, guys, it means so, so, so much to me. And I am working to bring you guys even more content of, as I always say, content of relevancy. You guys, be inspired, okay? Go about your way. Go out your day. And make somebody else smile, all right? I love you all. Be blessed.
Depression was heavy, thought it would never leave me. I was thinking I couldn't see past my sin, or certain people who thought the bottle misused me, fooled me. Could put my finger on it, although I really want it. I got caught in the moment, making excuses. Wasn't until I made the choice to let all of my burdens in your hands. Now it feels so good, so free to live and walk in your will. To know you're always with me, there's no But you reminded me so many times that I struggle listening against flesh and blood. But rather by rulers and authorities and forces of evil in heavenly realms, but in you
sides inside inside a small box where they hide the highs and the honey got strychnine, so I'm on a strict diet. I advise you to try it, just let your eyes do the writing on the wall. I walk by graffiti in the blue sky, chalk on the black ground, always in the background. Hear the voice ask, how can you be free and not abide in me? Good question, I desire to be what he requires of me. But we are fighting the streets and the strife and the struggle. The strip where they straddle every fence they can find. I'm convinced that it's time to align my mind with the sublime design. And I'm telling you that freedom feels fine.
So good.